Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine uplifting women business owners. Our show today is brought to you by the third annual Helping People, Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta Spring Empowerment Summit. When we come back from the break, we're going to be speaking with Ms. Norma J. Johnson, president of the National Coalition of 100 Black Women, Decatur DeKalb Chapter.
This is Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, VP of Ideas at People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine uplifting women business owners. And I'd like to personally invite you to our third annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta Spring Empowerment Summit. This event on May 4th will include a fashion show hosted and produced by Renee Noor, former Ebony Fashion Fair model. We have some phenomenal speakers lined up who will talk about the power that women bring to the table, leadership, how to win like a champion, door prizes, giveaways, and more. So come out and be inspired. At People You Need to Know magazine, we believe when women succeed, the nation prospers. Get your tickets now at upliftwomen2013.eventbrite.com or call 770-964-1000. That's 770-964-1000.
It's the Spring Summit to Empower Women, the third annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta. Saturday, May 4th. Call 770-964-1000.
Welcome back to Spark Plug Radio. My guest today is a native of Indianapolis, Indiana. She is a graduate of Central State University. Our guest is the president of the National Coalition of 100 Black Women, Decatur DeKalb Chapter, and she is also the owner of Norma J's Signature Collection, a light manufacturer of beauty, bath, and body products for men and women. We're honored, oh so very honored, to have on the phone today a woman who was nominated Georgia Manufacturer of the Year, Ms. Norma J. Johnson. Welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Well, thank you. I love that. You need to be my publicist for my organization as well as my business. Thank you. It's such a wonderful honor to be on your program today.
How are you today, Norma?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Are you ready to talk about the National Coalition of 100 Black Women?
I most certainly am, because your programs and the things that you're doing in our community, such as your magazine and your seminars, are actually very similar to what we attempt to do with the women across the country. So I'm very happy to share information with you about the National Coalition.
Well, let's get right down to the nitty-gritty and tell our listeners, what is the purpose of the National Coalition of 100 Black Women?
Well, the history of the National Coalition of 100 Black Women started in the 70s, and actually it's an aftermath of after Dr. King was assassinated, and a lot of problems came up across the country when they had the riots and all the different things that happened then, that a group of women decided to come together and say, what can we do to help clear up and straighten out some of these social, economical, and political problems that were going on across the country? So the group of women came together, and they had various backgrounds. We had women who belonged to sororities, they belonged to the Chamber of Commerce, they belonged to NAACP. So when you brought all of their ideas together, they were able to create the coalition. And we're not a social group, we're an activist group. So in order to follow up and improve our community, as you know, women are the neck that turns the head. So we need to have a strong community, and women can do that, but you have to empower them, train them, and get them to the next level.
Beautiful. Are any of those founding members still alive today?
Yes, we still have a number of the members who actually come out to some of our annual and our national conferences. So it's wonderful to have that. So when it started in the 70s, and then it became a national organization in 1981, and it has spread it across the country. So we have chapters in every major city as well as in Washington, D.C.
Well, Ms. Johnson, or should I call you Norma? Which one is
Norma better? Norma is better. I appreciate that.
Well, Norma, I know you have many programs in your organization for your members, but would you please be kind enough to give us a few examples of the programs that are available to your members?
Well, some of our major programs are a focus on economic development, and we have a program coming up very soon called My Sister's Keeper, and that's actually, since women have gone through so many problems during our Great Depression and have lost homes and jobs, it also affected our membership. So we do a retraining. We bring in a lot of people from the community who have free services that can help enrich the women and to get back on their feet as to where they need to be. One of our other major programs is AIDS testing. That will be coming up also in June. So we have an AIDS testing day, and we partner with some of our community organizations and health organizations to sponsor an AIDS testing day. As you know, Atlanta has probably the highest number of women who are infected with AIDS right here in our area, so it's important that we share information with our community. Another of our programs is that we have the Pink and Black Ball, and this is where we raise funds for breast cancer research, and we also honor 10 women who are survivors and let them celebrate and exchange and tell some of the things that they've gone through, and just to honor them. They're like our unsung heroes. We have Legislative Day, where we go out to the Capitol and we let the legislators know exactly what we want and what we need in our community. And we have to also keep our foot on some of these people who are out there not doing the best for our community, because many of our people in our community have got a little bit too comfortable, and we rely upon too many people to run and control our lives. It's our life, our community. We need to be involved. So we also encourage community activists involving our legislators and our local politicians.
Well, let's talk about this event you have coming up on April 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how will this wine tasting event help your chapter?
We have a major signature program called the Legacy Program. And the Legacy Program is our mentoring program where we mentor 45 young women each month. And they're in our program for 4 years. So in order to run the program and at the end of the program, the young ladies can apply for scholarships. So the wine tasting is one of our major fundraisers in order to get the scholarship money for these young women. We'd love to see them when they come in as young freshmen and seniors. They're ready to go because we teach life skills. We also take them on college campus tours. We provide lunch for them during the time that they're there. We have various programs that we take them out to in the community. So in order to be able to fund this program, we have to have fundraising activities. So the wine tasting is an opportunity for the community to support our programs, not only the legacy program, but our community-based programs. So with that being said, we always take donations, and we always are looking forward to people who were able to contribute to this program to keep our young women in college and successful in their future careers.
Well, please tell us, excuse me, who is eligible to join the National Coalition of 100 Black Women?
The women that are eligible are women who are actually really seriously involved in our community. As I said before, we're not a social group, so we're not interested in women who want to just come and say, oh, I'm a part of the coalition, or they want to go to some of our signature events, which are fun events. You know, they're parties and a lot of exciting things, and we have a lot of great people who attend. But we need to have women who are committed to coming out to our meetings, to supporting our agenda, to supporting our programs that are out there in the community. We don't need people who are sitting on the sidelines. We actually need women who are going to come to our meetings, support our activities, support our initiatives, and are willing to just, you know, get their hands dirty and say, hey, I'm here. I'm here to support our community. I'm here to support our families. And so those are the kind of women we're looking for. We have our organization is actually made up of a number of people. In our organization, we have doctors, lawyers, attorneys, school teachers, just a combination of professional women.
Okay. Well, what is the organizational structure of your chapter, and how does this benefit your membership?
Our structure is basically set up as I said, as an activist group. And so what we do is, in keeping with the goals, we have our meetings once a month. And then from those meetings, then each member is committed to financially help support the organization. Our organization is basically funding is coming from the membership and from our dues that we pay into the organization. We also have to pay international. So from that, we have our initiatives that we carry out. And there again, some of our initiatives are health, education, economic empowerment, strategies, and that is working with various organizations in the community, such as government, nonprofit, faith-based, and civic engagement, such as the legislative supportive and activist supports with that. So we work a lot with our commissioners and our state representatives.
Okay. And finally, how can our listeners connect with you to learn more about your organization or the upcoming wine tasting event on April 20th?
They can reach us at our website at www.ncbwdecamp.org, or they can reach me at my email address, ncbwdecamp100@aol.com.
Where is the wine tasting event going to be held this year?
This year, it'll be at Georgia Piedmont Technical College at the Conference Center. And it's a wonderful location, and it plenty of parking, so there's no problem about parking. So they will just enjoy the event.
All right.
And we also have spoken word. We have a singer, and bring your dancing shoes, because we will have a DJ there to relax and enjoy. We'll have nice wine selection from a private group, and we're so happy to support these young women who own their own winery. It's a group of young Black women who own their own winery, so we always try to support other women in business, and they have a wonderful selection. So they'll do a presentation to teach us how to drink wines properly and what goes with what, and also have your for dancing pleasure at the end of the presentation.
What's the name of the wine company?
It's Urban Wines.
Okay. All right. Well, Ms. Norma J. Johnson, President, National Coalition of 100 Black Women, Decatur DeKalb Chapter, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
And thank you for allowing me to spend that time with you.
All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to women who are doing great things right here in Metro Atlanta. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at PYNTK and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another banner job. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine shines the spotlight on women business owners like no other publication in the world. Thanks again for tuning in to Spark Plug Radio.